opinion and found 32 states in favor of the recognition of future generations or mentioning the intergenerational justice, and 5 states against. I will not list them, but I can say that from the 5 that we're against, 4 are from the global north and very powerful industrial countries. So more or less to show how is the situation. And I found very important that states like Vanuatu again emphasized on the impacts and how the impacts will not be in the next 5-6 years, but are long term. And of course, the impacts of climate change also affect the other planetary crises like pollution and especially the destruction or loss of biodiversity that is connected to the impossibility of people to enjoy their human rights in general, and is also connected to other of the crises that our humanity and nature are living. And of course, these impacts of climate change get worsened when we see, and something that you mentioned, Joy, and it's the financialization of nature or the digitalization of nature, which is proposing false solutions, like for example, geoengineering you mentioned, but also carbon markets that are impacting adversely also on the people, not only in the global south, but also in the global north. And all that brings us to the same message that Olivier mentioned and was mentioned by many states, and this is that our production model cannot continue growing at the cost of the humanity and nature.